All right, Katie, we have a brand new Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget, and it involves a baby crib.
Okay, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I know. When I got the message, I was like, huh?
Interesting.
And so we have Riley on the phone, and she's the one that she says she's in need of forgiveness. Riley, what happened?
Well, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So this is my fault, but I really have to apologize to my friend Olivia. About 2 years ago, she loaned me her crib for my son. And she was like, you know, she didn't charge me anything. She just lent it to me. And she told me, you know, make sure to give it back to her when he was big enough for, you know, a big boy bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so somewhat recently, I was just, you know, trying to make some extra money and was selling stuff on Facebook on the marketplace.
Yeah.
So I sold like some clothes and some purses and baby clothes and her crib.
You sold it.
You sold the crib. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like I knew that we had an agreement that I would give it back to her, but she hadn't mentioned it. She hadn't asked for it back. I sold it. And then I found out that she found out through a mutual friend. And by the time Olivia got a hold of me about it, it had already been sold.
When you went to place it for sale, did you think, uh-oh, I shouldn't be doing this?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't.
I mean, I did, but like money is so tight right now.
Yeah.
That it was kind of like, I need to do this and then I'll deal with her later. Mm. You know, and it was almost like, well, you know, I'll deal with it when it happens. I didn't think about it affecting our friendship, you know?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think it sounds like you're being honest. You didn't, because I could hear somebody say, oh, I forgot that we had this deal and I was just selling a bunch of stuff.
No, I was more worried about bills, and now I really, really regret it. I do.
So you did know. Yeah.
Okay. And I get it. Money's tight for a lot of people. It's just things are expensive. All right. Well, obviously, Olivia knows, she's been listening in. She's heard her side of the story, she heard your side of the story. And so we have Olivia on. Olivia, what is your take on this, your side of the story?
I'm just really, really, really beyond upset. It was just pure greediness. You know, if she had just asked, you know, I would have given her the money. I mean, you know what I mean? And it's like that crib had sentimental value to me. And it's just, you know, I'm very upset because by the time I called her, she was just, oh, I sold it, you know, like very nonchalant. And I'm like, wait a minute, we had an agreement, you know? So I'm really upset that there was just, it was just pure selfish greediness there. You know, like I said, if she had just come to me, I would have happily have given her the money. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice of you too. Right. So it's more the principle of the matter. Okay. Let's turn it over to everyone that's been listening. Do you think Riley should be forgiven?